Welcome to the Intuitive Hour with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. Thank you for joining me for another episode of the Intuitive Hour. Before we begin, I have a few announcements I'd like to make. Many of you are probably aware I have made the finalist list. That is top 20 out of many thousands, I'm told, for the Miss Health and Fitness 2024 competition, sponsored by Muscle and Fitness Hers magazine. Truly, truly, this is more than a contest to me. It's a celebration of strength and determination and the powerful, powerful link between physical well-being and mental clarity. The message that I actually carry through my work in mindset coaching and intuitive work resonates with this amazing opportunity, and I cannot wait to bring our vision of holistic health to the forefront through it. Starting May 6th, just in 4 days, you have the power to make a difference with your vote. I hope you'll support me. Do be sure to visit michellebeltran.com to join our newsletter if you're not already on it. You can also follow our social medias. We'll be releasing the link to vote on May 6th at one of those platforms. All right. Also, coming up May 14th, I have the awesome and exciting opportunity to sit in a raw, real hour with Pamela Prince Eason, the celebrated president and CEO of Women's Business Enterprise National Council, as well Tamika Lewis, CEO and founder of Women of Color Therapy, will be in the roundtable. Tamika has launched a business offering tools of self-compassion and emotional mastery so that you can experience increased joy and agency over your life. Her very powerful message embodies loving yourself, beginning to heal so that you can experience a healthier life and relationships. I invite you to visit Tamika's website at woctherapy.com to learn more, and I hope you'll join the three of us for a truly wonderful, fun, inspiring hour of mental health and wellness. Again, that's on the 14th. I look forward to you joining me there as well. And without further ado, we will go ahead and begin our episode today, Unveiling the Power Within, Accessing Your Subconscious Mind. Here at the Intuitive Hour, as you know, we explore the depths of human potential and we unlock the secrets to an empowered life using our subconscious, our intuitive mind, and our psychic self. So today, I wanted to venture into this fascinating world of the subconscious mind a little deeper. Our subconscious mind. What a treasure trove of wisdom, intuition, and untapped power it is. Why wouldn't we harness it? Why wouldn't we use it in life? Understanding and accessing your subconscious can be the key to transforming your life in ways you've never imagined possible. So today, I want to look at 10 practical strategies you can use to tap into this inner resource, setting the stage for your profound personal growth. All right, so as we begin, let's understand the subconscious mind. We need to explore that first and how to access the subconscious mind, right? That's crucial. We have to understand it before we can grasp it. So your subconscious serves as the vast underlying layer of your consciousness. It's operating below the surface of your active waking thoughts, the conscious mind. It's that storehouse of your beliefs, memories, skills, experiences, and the emotions associated with that. Unlike the conscious mind, which is our awareness of the present moment, the subconscious influences our behavior and decisions without us even realizing it. Harnessing that power of your subconscious mind, can lead to remarkable life changes. If we take a look back at renowned figures in history, like Thomas Edison, or even athletes like Michael Jordan, both have attributed part of their success to their ability to harness the power of their subconscious minds. They put it to work in their life. They understood that belief and visualization are precursors to achievement, to forward momentum, to getting what they want in life. By aligning their subconscious beliefs with their conscious goals, they were able to achieve extraordinary feats. Perhaps you'll take some time to do some reading on your own to learn of others. Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time, is known to have used visualization techniques to see his races before they happened and see himself winning. Serena Williams has spoken about the power of affirmation in building her confidence and mental toughness on the tennis court. But don't just take my word for it. Read about it on your own, learn about it, and see how the power of your own subconscious can ripple into your world and help you achieve exactly what you want. All right, number one, meditation and mindfulness. It might sound trite, but it's so true. Meditation is the key, the gateway to your inner self. It allows you to quiet the noise of the conscious mind and connect with the subconscious. So, regular meditation practices will help you become more receptive to your subconscious intuition and insights, allowing it to flow in. When you quiet your mind, you stop the chatter, so flow of higher vibration information can then come in. It can't come in when it's busy with thought and commotion. So allow that reception to happen. This will guide your decisions and your actions in aligning with your deeper values and desires. Remember that meditation and the pursuit of tranquility do not adhere to uniform method, meaning you don't have to sit on a pillow and chant Om for 20 minutes in the more traditional way. Rather, you can manifest through a variety of activities that truly resonate on a personal level. For some of you, that might be through movement, Tai Chi or yoga, or walking in nature. These forms of dynamic meditation allow the mind to find peace while the body is in motion, but still fostering a unique connection between physical and mental well-being. If you have a particular lean toward creative arts, wonderful. Painting, writing, or playing music also offers a portal to mindfulness, quieting the mind. These activities require a focus And that absolutely quiets the chatter of the conscious mind and fosters a deep engagement with the present moment. All right, number two, guided visualization. I have many guided meditations and visualizations here at the Intuitive Hour, and I do it just for this reason. These are particularly effective meditations for accessing the subconscious mind. This involves picturing a specific scene, object, or outcome in your mind's eye and harnessing the power of your imagination to influence your subconscious. So begin by finding a quiet, comfortable spot and closing your eyes. Take a few deep breaths, allowing your body to relax. And then simply picture yourself using all of your emotions, sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, if you like. But most importantly, picture and visualize yourself reaching a goal or embodying a quality you desire. See it in as much detail as possible. The colors, sounds, and feelings associated with this vision. By regularly practicing guided visualization, you are effectively programming your subconscious to recognize and pursue the paths that lead you to your goals and then turning them into reality. And remember, the secret in the visualization is to act as if, feel as if you've already achieved them. As you create a mental image that your subconscious begins to accept, it then accepts it as reality. This method not only boosts your motivation, but also primes your mind and your body to recognize and seize the opportunities that align with your visualized outcomes. Moving on to positive affirmations. I mentioned that Serena Williams has been known to use affirmations in her training and her mental toughness and her sport. Affirmations are a powerful way to reprogram your subconscious mind by reinforcing specific beliefs and attitudes. Start your day by stating affirmative and empowering phrases about yourself and your life. And over time, these affirmations will deeply embed themselves in your subconscious, influencing your thoughts and behaviors. An example of a powerful affirmation to incorporate, I like to use from time to time, and you'll of course create your own, is the phrase, "I am capable of achieving greatness and overcome any obstacles that stand in my way. With each day, I grow stronger and more confident in my abilities." Now, that's something I've created. You can use it or create your own. These very simple statements are so profound to the subconscious. They influence the mindset and promote a sense of self-worth and resilience that propels you towards your goals. I highly recommend them, as well as our next, hypnotherapy. This involves entering a trance-like state of deep relaxation. In this space, your subconscious mind becomes highly receptive to positive suggestions. And therein lays the power of hypnotherapy. It can be used and is particularly effective for overcoming phobias, addictions, negative thought patterns. That said, I very highly recommend that you work with a professional if you're going to step into that. A certified hypnotherapist for guided sessions is utmost if this inspires you. I'm a big fan, by the way, of Marissa Peer, M-A-R-I-S-A-P-E-E-R, and that's also her website. You might begin there for some research if you're called to step into hypnotherapy. One very specific technique everyone used in hypnotherapy is actually visualization technique, which we've talked about, guided visualization, looking at a particular scenario, as we've already talked about, that relates to your goal or the issue you're addressing. If you're looking to overcome anxiety, for example, some sort of fear, a hypnotherapist can guide you through that and get you to a more peaceful and secure place through imagination and visualization. They will encourage detailed sensory engagement, super profound technique that will help you along your journey. We call this immersive mental imagery, and it's very helpful in calming the mind, reducing stress, and reinforcing that deeper inner sense of peace. All of these techniques mentioned today, as well as this one, through your repeated practice, create the outcome, remember. So stay consistent with all of this work, and gradually, you're going to shift into new thought patterns and beliefs and see that ripple out into your world and the things that you're manifesting and working on. All right, dream analysis. Dreams are one of the most best and direct window into your subconscious. Keep a dream journal and reflect on your dreams. They are revealing subconscious fears, desires, conflicts, and more. So learning to interpret your dreams provides insights into your inner work, helping you resolve issues and move closer to your authentic self and your goals. For those of you intrigued by the idea of dream analysis and interpretation, perhaps even prophetic dreams, meaning dreams that are guiding you about the future, or if you're just simply eager to uncover deeper meanings about your dreams in general, I highly recommend checking out the dream interpretation episodes here at the Intuitive Hour. These episodes are designed to support you in your dream analysis, guiding you to begin receiving valuable messages and insights that your subconscious mind is trying to communicate. There's a process to that and steps to take, so I hope you'll visit that. A side note about prophetic dreams I mentioned a moment ago. These are also called precognitive dreams. These are the dreams that tell our future, give us foresight about what's ahead. And it is true and they are real. But you do have to learn how to do it and tap into it and know some things about how to interpret that dream. They provide insight into upcoming occurrences in your life, even global events. So, by learning to interpret these types of dreams, you can tap into an intuitive guidance system that helps you make informed decisions and steer your life in a direction that aligns with your truest self. Journaling, a very wonderful and fun tool for self-reflection and subconscious exploration. Regular writing allows you to express thoughts and feelings you might not be consciously aware of. It's also an effective way to problem solve. This is because the act of writing helps bring subconscious insights to the forefront. I like to recommend automatic writing, sometimes referred to as psychography. It's a unique form of journaling that allows you to write without conscious thought, tapping into the deep resources of your subconscious. This practice is very simple and involves sitting quietly with a pen and paper. You can even use a keyboard and just allow words to flow freely without censorship or direction. Just release. It's a wonderful method believed to facilitate a direct line of communication between the conscious and the subconscious, revealing hidden thoughts, feelings, and wisdom you might not realize you possess. This is the exact thing done in controlled remote viewing. If you're a remote viewer, this is what you're doing. I highly recommend maybe reading on the topic of controlled remote viewing. It uses the same idea and platform. Through this automatic writing, you uncover insights that truly are buried deep down beneath the surface of that conscious mind, potentially leading to breakthroughs, true breakthroughs in personal growth and healing. So in this way, it serves as a therapeutic tool. I like to think of it as that, helping to address those unresolved, hidden, buried issues or questions, and promoting a sense of peace and understanding as you pull back the layers about those things. As you engage in automatic writing, you might notice that it enhances your creativity and your intuition, making it easier to access inner guidance and solutions to problems that you know are there, but you just can't quite get to. So this will facilitate that for you. This form of journaling is just truly a unique and powerful way to explore the depths of your psyche and to harness that untapped power and that subsea that we know and love so much that is actually here for us. So we want to begin working with it, embracing it, and understanding it again, which is what this episode is all about today. All right, moving on to repetition and habit forming. If you didn't know it, the subconscious mind thrives on repetition. So by establishing positive habits and routines, you literally reinforce desired beliefs and behaviors in your subconscious. And this makes the subconscious happy because it likes that repetition. I mentioned earlier, I'll say it again, consistency is key. The more you engage in a positive behavior, the more ingrained it becomes in your psyche. Understand that building confidence is fundamentally about developing trust in your abilities and value as an individual. A practical technique to nurture confidence, since we're on that topic now, is through the repetition of affirmations. Positive affirmations. Here it is again. We talked about it earlier today about Serena Williams. So positive affirmations are powerful statements that are useful here as well when spoken repeatedly. So not just the affirmation itself, but now we're talking about repeating those affirmations. That reprograms the subconscious mind to believe in your capabilities. So that's why start each day by declaring affirmations related to confidence, such as, I'm capable and strong, or I believe in my skills and abilities. Confidence-rooted affirmations repeated daily. Alongside those affirmations, setting small, achievable goals also boosts this confidence. Each accomplished goal, even if small, reinforces the belief in your competence and reliability, further elevating your self-esteem.
We're excited to share some great news. Michelle is a top contender to be featured on the cover of Muscle and Fitness Hers, along with a $20,000 cash prize. As a performance mindset coach and former professional cyclist, Michelle is breaking barriers as she returns to the pro women's ranks at 50 plus. And get this, if she wins the grand prize, she plans to channel the funds into furthering her advocacy for health and fitness by developing innovative community fitness programs that encourage active lifestyles. Can we count on you to cast your vote for Michelle? Public voting starts on May 6th at mshealthandfit.com/2024/Michelle-Beltran. Find the voting link in today's show notes.
Let's talk about creative pursuits. Engaging in creative activities, painting, writing, music, dance. This allows you to bypass the rational, critical mind and express the wisdom of your subconscious. Creativity is not just an outlet for emotions. It's a way to connect with the deeper layers of yourself. I recommend mindful walking as a specific technique that blends physical activity with mindfulness. It allows you to connect the body and mind and the environment around you. Instead of walking as a means to an end, in mindful walking, you focus on the experience of walking itself. This involves paying attention to the sensation of your feet touching the ground, the rhythm of your breath, and the sounds and the sights around you. By doing so, you anchor yourself in the present moment, and you allow stress and thoughts that don't serve you anymore, to just dissipate. This practice not only provides the physical benefits of gentle exercise, but also cultivates a state of mental clarity and calmness, opening to a closer connection with your subconscious. Intuitive decision-making. So sometimes the best decisions are made not through logical analysis, but through intuition. Your subconscious mind's way of communicating. Practice listening to your gut feelings and hunches. They are true. Roll with them when they come and trust it. The more you trust and act on your intuition, the stronger and clearer these subconscious signals become. An exemplary case of intuitive decision-making occurs when we're choosing a career path, for example. So imagine you're at a crossroads between a high-paying job that offers security but little passion and a lower-paying position that aligns perfectly with your interests and values. Imagine that for a moment. Logic, indeed, might steer you towards the financial safety of the high-paying job, as we would expect. However, a strong, inexplicable pull towards the role that sparks joy and fulfillment indicates to you that your subconscious mind is at work. Here's the measure, everyone. When you feel that yes energy, that is your subconscious speaking loud and clear. Do it. So opting for the job in our scenario that feels right despite the apparent logical drawbacks, showcases the power of intuitive decision-making in aligning your career with your innermost desires and values. So trust in the wisdom of your subconscious mind and let it guide you towards what truly resonates with your authentic self. Don't underestimate the power of intuition in your decision-making, everyone, and hold out for that yes energy. When you feel it, act on it. And last but not least today, mind-body techniques. We've talked a little bit about this, but let's talk a little bit more before we end our episode today. Physical activities like yoga, tai chi, qigong, running, walking, hiking, they promote a state of mindful awareness and deep relaxation. They facilitate a connection to your subconscious directly. These practices not only improve your physical health, but they also enhance that mental clarity and emotional equilibrium in your life. I want to share a client story. We'll call her Emily. She's a software developer struggling with burnout and a lack of creativity. Feeling disconnected from her job and herself, she turned to yoga as a means to cope with stress, expecting nothing but giving it a try. She was simply humoring herself, honestly, and giving it a whirl to see if it would work. But through her practice, something amazing happened. She discovered a deep connection between physical movement and mental clarity. Each session she did brought a sense of calmness. It allowed her thoughts to flow more freely, and she tapped into a creative side of her she didn't know she had. One evening during a particularly meditative state in a yoga session, Emily experienced a moment of profound insight regarding a complex problem at work, an issue she was trying to resolve with coworkers and a project's momentum forward. She had been struggling with this for weeks. She had an aha moment through this session. So this breakthrough was not a result, everyone, of direct logical thinking, but it emerged from the tranquil clarity she achieved through yoga, day in and day out until that ultimate moment. So this is a classic, beautiful, wonderful example that through mind-body techniques, you can tap into your subconscious the same way she did, unlocking creative solutions and rejuvenating passions in life. This experience transformed her. It transformed her approach to challenges, integrating regular yoga practice into her routine to maintain this incredible, valuable new connection with her inner self. That could be you. All right, everyone, as we wind down this wonderful episode of the Intuitive Hour, I would just share with you that this subconscious mind of ours, it's an invaluable ally in your quest for personal growth and fulfillment. I hope you tap into it. I hope you use it. I hope you put it to work for you. By adopting some of these practices we've talked about today, or perhaps there are some of your own you'd like to use, you are going to foster a connection and harmony between your conscious and subconscious mind. And it is then that you will open the door to limitless possibilities. Remember, the key to this, the key, though, to accessing the power of your subconscious lies in your intention, your practice, and your patience. So just start. Start by incorporating just one of these strategies into your life we've talked about today and witness the profound transformations that unfold. I look forward to connecting with you all next week. As always, for any questions or comments or episode suggestions, please reach out at mbeltran@michellebeltran.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of The Intuitive Hour, please consider following, rating, and reviewing the podcast at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. You're welcome to access Michelle's free controlled remote viewing exercise that will empower you to uncover answers to your burning questions about lost objects, events, or people in the past, present, or future. Visit michellebeltran.com to access this free offering and rediscover what was once lost.